Case study. The following is a case that can illustrate the value of arbitration in managing workplace dispute. The case is an edited excerpt of an article written by Mullen Taylor and published in 2000 at the website mediate.com. Laura was hired as a copy editor for one of the many journals produced by the company. Seven other employees worked on this team editing the journal, including a senior editor named Tim. Laura had worked there for about a month when she and her fellow co-workers went for a happy hour after work. Everybody had a great time and had consumed a fair amount of alcohol. When everybody was leaving the bar to head home, Tim, who had been secretly attracted to Laura since she started work at the journal, hailed a cab and offered to share the ride with Laura. Laura accepted the offer. Once she was inside the cab, Tim then suddenly made an aggressive sexual advance toward her. Horrified, Laura pushed him away and told him to get out of the cab. Mortified, Tim slinked out of the cab. The next day, Laura came to work with some apprehension. How would she deal with Tim? Would the cab incident affect her job? Although Tim did not supervise her, would he try to get her fired? Tim immediately went to her office and apologized for his extremely inappropriate behavior in the cab. Relieved at his apology, Laura decided not to pursue the matter through any formal channels in the office. Everything would have been okay if Tim had stopped at just one sincerely expressed apology. However, whenever he found himself alone with Laura, Tim apologized again and again. He said he was sorry about the incident at every opportunity he had for 3 months. This constant apology was awkward and annoying to Laura. Ironically, by Tim apologizing continuously for his unwanted attention in the cab, he was foisting another form of unwanted attention upon Laura. When he first started apologizing, Laura told him that it was okay. After 3 months of many apologies, she reached a point where she asked him to stop apologizing to no avail. Frustrated, she confided in a few coworkers about her unusual dilemma. Consequently, these coworkers lost respect for Tim. The ethical issues surrounding Tim and Laura's negotiation tactics are not clear-cut. On the surface, we may view Tim as well-meaning in his apologies, yet socially inept in his ability to gauge when to stop apologizing. Nevertheless, we can look upon Tim's apologies as intrusive, which cause his apologies to lose their meaning of goodwill. It could be a form of wherein Laura cannot escape, for she is dependent upon her job to support herself. Removing herself from the situation would cost Laura her income. Laura did not possess the economic freedom to quit her job. The first step toward finding a resolution to the conflict is to discover what Laura truly wants. She could choose to pursue the matter through a rights-based mechanism to seek redress for sexual harassment. It is unlikely that the rights-based approach of a lawsuit would serve any useful purpose. For one thing, Tim's sexual advance in the cab may not fit the legal description of sexual harassment. An interest-based approach is better suited to the conflict between Tim and Laura because focusing on interests can help them better understand each other. An ombudsman can help bring about greater understanding through listening, facilitation of dialogue between Laura and Tim, problem-solving, and mediating the conflict. These interest-based techniques are considered better methods of dispute resolution because they result in lower transaction costs, greater satisfaction with outcomes, less strains on the party's relationship, and lower recurrence of disputes.